The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show on Sunday, syndication Sundays, that is. I'm your host, Nathan Ross, and for the next hour, we're going to discuss REPs, which are real estate private partnership syndications, in addition to reviewing why we might want, or what they are, and why we might want to invest in them. We'll talk a little bit about the math involved on a couple of new transactions that I had land on my desk this week. Always interesting to see what new concepts and ideas might be lurking in the shadows on the new transactions. In any event, as you know, MP Ross CPAs, Be a Planner. We strive to be a planner versus simply a reporter. We will do your tax reporting if you desire, potentially. We need to review your facts and circumstances and make sure we can sync up in terms of the cost benefit to you of having someone with our background and knowledge base prepare your returns. You may not need someone like us. On the other hand, if you do, typically the costs will be easily justified. As planners, we seek to help you achieve twice the financial freedom that other folks on the air, particularly the group that is doing the two-day workshop this weekend there at my office building, 11200 Westheimer. And if you're headed over there now, you're in your car getting ready to go, I've got some special information for you this morning. And we'll circle back here in just a minute and discuss that. In any event, I want to elaborate a bit on the disclaimers that you heard a minute or two ago, wherein KSEV is not responsible for the content that we're going to discuss. I'm barely responsible, I guess. I'll take responsibility if I tell you something that's wrong after you comport with the disclaimer that I'm getting ready to give you, which is before you do anything that you hear on this show or any other show, please go check with your current advisors, make sure that whatever you heard here is correct, that you understood what you heard. I guess that'd be the first point. And that the rule is still correct, or it's getting ready to be correct, or it's in some transition there between. But in any event, we try to tell you the correct answer. But boy, I tell you, it's such a moving target especially these days with Build Back Better still hanging in the balance, and of course, billions and billions of more dollars are getting ready to be spent on our Ukrainian friends. And it's hard to believe that in my lifetime we've gone from where the Ukrainians would be deemed to be an enemy to where now we're lining up to rent Airbnb units that will never be occupied. I guess you've probably seen that story, which is a way that people can get money into the local Ukraine economy without actually costing the owners anything, which I guess I should consider that with some of my San Antonio Airbnb units. I was approached by Airbnb to provide units, but I've decided after the way Airbnb handled the pandemic that I will just simply execute what I signed up for, and we'll call it a day at that. But we do appreciate the fact that Airbnb has come roaring back from the pandemic. And I tell you, our properties have been full virtually 50 out of 52 weeks over the past 52 weeks on the weekends, holidays, et cetera. Plus our corporate traffic, people like Boeing and USAA and HEB have made it an interesting business again. Very exciting. But in any event, as I said, we want to make sure that you check with your advisors, make sure that what we talk about applies to your specific facts and circumstances. And if you have no advisors or you're not confident in your advisors, we'll consider working with you. Obviously, if you'll go to our website at beaplanner.com, that's BEAPLANNER, and complete the intake forms. I'll be happy to make time for you. I'll talk to you myself. I will prepare a illustration to show you how your retirement funds can be accessed. And for those of you that are driving over to the second day, your two-day workshop, you are going to learn today about all the things that were being whispered about yesterday, all the little data leaks that occur, the trial balloons about these real estate private partnership syndications, and you're going to have an opportunity to stroke a check for $18,000 to $20,000, depending on how serious they are about enforcing their It's Only Today policy. I got news for you. It's not only today. It's only tomorrow, only next week. It's only next month. Don't join at that level if you're unsure that you want to be part of an old school membership platform. There is no mandate any longer, hasn't been for over a year or two now, that you join a membership platform to participate in real estate private partnerships involving apartments. The group that's putting on your two-day workshop is good at what they do. However, it comes at a price. And if you're seeking to get tax advice on how to deploy your retirement funds, I'm going to remind you of an expression that the legendary Houston oil well firefighter Red Adair used to say, which is, if you think the professionals are expensive, try the amateurs. And you will clearly be trying the amateur hour if you take the advice that you hear at that workshop yesterday and today, that you should just rip the Band-Aid off, pay the taxes. Look at my illustration there at baplanner.com, bottom of the first page, $350,000 401 account. It will cost you $95,000 to liquidate that, or it'll cost most people, may cost some people even more because they're in a higher bracket than what my prospect in that case was. And look at the bottom left corner, number 5 of key metrics, and you will see that if you cut that check today, you are essentially giving up over $24 million in potential cash flow for your family's net worth. And I understand that that's predicated on some assumptions that I use. But you know where I get my assumptions? I get them from Self-Made Millionaire, the gentleman that owns the real estate platform that's having the two-day training. He talks about them on the air. He says, rip the Band-Aid off, write the check. So I'm assuming you're going to write a check to somebody. And I would suggest you write it to a lead partner or a syndicator, as we call them, to go into one or two more transactions that you'll generate. I believe Self-Made Millionaire uses 10 to 30% per year. And I would stipulate that that is a pretty good average number. We use 20% when we run our illustrations as a result. I'll run it at whatever percent you would like. I don't care. I want to know what you think your investments will achieve. I'm also going to bother to ask you, well, what's retirement for you? Is it $60,000 a year after tax income, like the old school membership platform that you're going to today? Or is it significantly higher, as it is for most of my clients? And and that means that if you don't have $1 million to get started, and you define retirement as 60K a year or less, you're not retiring in 2.5 to 5 years. I don't care how loud they say it and how many times they say it from the front of the room. It is mathematically impossible unless, again, you've got the $1 million to start, and or you're going to be one of the lead partners. You're going to join today. You're going to get your basic training. for the $18,000, and you're going to spend some more money to join the program that allows you to be a syndicator. And if you do that and you're successful on two or three transactions in less than 5 years, then yes, you should be able to retire, unless you're really defining retirement as maybe $1 million or more a year in retirement. Then you may still have to work a few years. But bottom line is, without the strategy that I utilize, the 401 trust, you will not retire in 5 years unless you've got the 401 trust vehicle deployed and you define retirement at about $100,000 a year, I believe is what it shows on the illustration. But my point is, I'll show you based on your facts and circumstances when you'll be able to retire by using pro forma information. We understand how these partnerships work. I've been doing this for 20 years. In fact, the bulk of my clients come from the aforementioned travel agent, as I'm going to call them, platform, because it's akin to buying your airline tickets from travel agents. How many of us do that anymore, right? We can find our tickets online. We can research the options. We can purchase the options just the same as we can find real estate private partnerships online now, and we can research them, and we can subscribe online as well. Now, that's not to say that you should do that. There are some benefits to understanding what you're signing up for, and I would represent that as an independent source, I can do that better than any of the old school travel agent platforms. Why? Because if you don't invest in the transactions, their transactions, even though they don't think they're their transactions, it's odd that those transactions would only exist within the confines of their membership, and that everybody that participates in them has to be members. No non-members can participate. But, oh, don't think that that's aforementioned platform transaction. No, it's not, or at least they would have you believe that. Bottom line is, they're not going to tell you you should consider Project A over Project E, as an example, if you're looking at five deals, because to do so would jeopardize or cannibalize their other members' offerings. So you're going to get kind of the half-truth, may or may not fit your facts and circumstances. I'll give you the unvarnished truth. I'll tell you whether it fits your facts and circumstances based on the math, purely and simply the math. I'm going to let you vet the personality involved, and then you can decide if or when you want to invest. And you will control your money. You'll have the bank account. You'll have the ability to write checks or send ACHs, send wires, etc., including to yourself if and when you're ready. And that also means ready to pay the tax. And again, you do control your money in a 401, assuming it is a self-directed 401, unlike the traditional 401 at the office. Okay, we're running a little over on the first break. Let's go ahead and take a break. I would suggest if you want to make a call, you can call us here at 281-558-5738 for questions, or you can text me, 713-581-0195. We'll be right back. I was gonna be rich no matter how much it cost. And I was gonna win no matter how much I lost. Grindstones and rhinestones have made up my life. But I shine like a diamond through sacrifice. I was gonna be rich no matter how much it cost. I was gonna win no matter how much I lost. And I hope that will tell me, well done, my child. You've won your reward through your sacrifice. The sacrifice.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
You're driving down the road and suddenly your check engine light comes on. Your mind immediately begins to race. Is this serious? What does this mean? Am I about to break down? Who can I trust to repair this properly without being taken advantage of? Hi, this is Rona from Skeeter's Auto Service, home of the Texas Car Doctor Radio Show, where old-fashioned, unparalleled customer service meets the latest in technology. We're not going to overcharge you or sell you what you don't need. We're not going to keep your car for days on end, and we will always try to give you options that fit your budget. My dad always taught us, do the right thing for the right reasons, work hard, and success will always follow. We pride ourselves in doing just that each and every day at Skeeter's Auto Service. Check us out at skeetersauto.com, like us on Facebook, or give us a call at 281-469-1152.
Wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show here on Sunday, March 5th is when this show first will air. You know, I mentioned earlier that we were going to take a look at a couple of new transactions. And I was just trying to get those pulled up. First of all, you know, for those of you that listen, I often will refer to transactions that are just getting ready to take place. And I guess the first thing I should always say or identify is whether the transaction will be offered under 506B of the SEC crowdfunding statutes, or whether it'll be under 506C. And the difference is, if it's 506C, I could actually talk about specifics, name names, etc., because those transactions are allowed to be generally solicited and or advertised, whereas the 506B transactions cannot be, because they're offered to both accredited, which are currently investors that have over $1 million in net worth, or they earn between $200,000 or $300,000 per year for three straight years, and then also an unlimited number of accredited investors can participate, and 35 or up to 35 sophisticated investors, which are those that have less than $1 million net worth, they can also participate. That's the 506B flavor. However, there can be no advertising and no general solicitation. So the first transaction I was pulling up to just take a high level view of a forest view, if you will, is a 506B transaction. So we will not mention who it is or you know, anything that would otherwise identify the property. And in any event, one of the first things that I take a look at after I determine which type of offering it is, because that tells me which clients I might want to make aware of the transaction, is the fees. And as you know, if you've listened to this show before, the fees can be a material determinant of what you're going to achieve, the throughput, in other words, that your dollars are going to achieve in terms of the pro forma data. And you have to understand that, you know, these partnerships are not like a necessarily like a stock investment. When you buy, I think, yeah, Exxon still has a dividend. I've lost track because there's been quite a few in the oil and gas sector that have cut back on dividends. But bottom line is, when you buy certain stocks that are known as a dividend stock, they have plans typically to make dividends, unlike others that don't. And that's not necessarily how the real estate private partnership investment works. Now, you know, you'll see a lot of language about targeting quarterly distributions, and of course it's based on the lead partner or the manager making a determination, usually using words that you're going to see throughout the document. If you were to do a search on quote sole discretion end quote, you're going to get a flavor for how investor friendly or non-investor friendly that transaction may be. And generally, when it comes to the concept of making distributions on a quarterly basis, you're going to see language referencing the fact that the lead partner or the manager will assess to the extent there's excess cash for purposes of making distributions to what I would call limited partners, passive partners, depends on the nature of the structure. If it's a limited partnership, which most transactions are not, I do see those occasionally, but the limited liability company is by far a more popular structure these days. And if you're a limited liability member, you're passive to the investments. You've simply provided the capital. You have not managed or have anything else to do with the day-to-day, you will not be involved in that decision of whether or not to make distributions. And frankly, you know, I would suggest to you that I would prefer to not invest in something, at least if it's an apartment building, where it's saying that there's going to be a distribution in the first 90 days, as an example. I look at that, and then I take a look at how much capital is being raised relative to the purchase of the property, and almost invariably I would note that the capital that's being raised is over-raised, and is to compensate for commitments like distributions in the first 90 days. I would suggest, hey, I'll keep my money. I'll put it to work in another transaction. You go about doing what you said you're going to do, Mr. Lead Partner, which is renovate the property and get the rental rates up, generate cash flow. I would prefer my cash flow come from that method of distribution, as opposed to you taking my money now, and then all of us, in most cases, now in some cases the syndicator won't be dining at the trough with you on that first distribution, but I've noticed all too many times that that's exactly what happens, is that everybody's going to start their distributions in 90 days, and I just look at that and think that that is egregious behavior on the part of the syndicator. And again, if we're in business to make money, to renovate an old building and generate new rents that couldn't have been generated otherwise, that's what needs to be the source of our monthly or quarterly distributions. And then once we get the property totally leased up and we've got a few months trailing, or perhaps a year trailing good numbers, then we're going to try to refinance it. And again, the refinance is something that is a target. And I'm going to tell you that if you look at the risk factors involved in these transactions, and I'm going to go over a few of them here, if I can find where I've got that page. But in any event, we start off with the fact that you've got speaking of refinances, you may not be able to refinance when the syndicator thinks they will. And that's a big one. And, you know, you may not be able to lease the units up at the reflected or the higher rents reflected in the PPM, the private placement memorandum. So, you know, there's about 20 risk, and I'll get into a few of those in a little bit more detail. But bottom line is, this is why I don't like to see distribution language that makes it appear that it's like a dividend, where it's going to happen without fail as you know, you go down the road that quickly. And again, if it's an unusual transaction, or it's a yield play, what we would refer to as a yield play transaction, where it's more akin to a T-bill, and I don't mean literally, I mean figuratively, where the occupancy is high, maybe it's 92, 93% at takeover or at acquisition, well then, okay, that makes sense that there would be some distributions. But here's a few of the risk factors, and I want you to understand, this is why I don't like to see mandated distributions at the end of 90 days or 6 months. I want it to occur as it organically occurs, because you made the property better, you figured out a way to secure new renters in the empty units or the upgraded units. You may cut loose with some of the current tenants on renewal that aren't willing to pay the extra $200 to $250 a month at all the enhancements, the smart home package, the quote wood like flooring, end quote, the new appliances, maybe some valet trash services, some covered parking, the dog runs. You know, there's a lot of amenities that are being added to the older buildings to compete with the newer buildings, and invariably the rent rate goes up, you know, $150 to $250 a month. And we can argue about whether or not the same people in those units are going to be willing or able to pay that. I personally think there's a limited number of fish swimming in that pond, and there's a lot of syndicators targeting 40 and 50 year old apartment buildings, which one means that there's a lot of people that are overpaying for these creatures, and then two, there's a lot of competition that's bunched in a sector of the market that's got, you know, the B units. You know, if we take a Class C building and upgrade it, you may not actually be a Class B, but you're competing against the Class Bs because most of them have those same amenity sets. And then, of course, the Class As have it, and they're newer, but in those cases, the rents are going to be significantly higher. But here's an example of just a few of the risks that you're going to find in every one of these private placement memorandums. These are mandatory disclosures by the SEC Rule 5 that directs the syndication lawyers or the lawyers that draft these documents what has to be mandatory disclosures. And as an example, I mentioned earlier, there's no guarantee of distributions or a return on investment. That's where they start. And so, and I'm going to be reading out a few of these to you, and I don't want you to panic. At the end of this list, I'm going to show you what an amazing opportunity this is, because, and by the way, I don't think there's, well, there's probably a few of these risks that apply solely and exclusively to private company investments, such as a real estate private partnership. But I'm going to suggest to you these same risks can be identified with the stock market or with other, you know, traditional exchange-based investments. Hey, before I get into this list, why don't we do this? Let's take another break. We'll circle back here in a few minutes to the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, you want to work with a planner or a reporter. A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
This is Kevin O'Hara with O'Hara & Company Real Estate. At O'Hara & Company Real Estate, we believe in God, family, and country. In the past 50 years, people have been trying to remove all three of those from our thinking. Fight for what you believe in and protect your freedoms before they're all taken away. Don't let anyone infringe on your rights. If you need a real estate company, call O'Hara & Company Real Estate, 281-373-3393, or look us up on the web at O'HaraRE.com. I'm Kevin O'Hara. God bless America, and God bless Texas.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Start your mornings with the Chris Salcedo Show.
I used to live down the dial a couple of notches during this time period in the morning, but I think I found a new home. And it's why I'm going to tune in. You gave him some very tough questions, you know, some of the toughest questions that I've heard an interviewer give a seasoned politician like that. And just like all seasoned politicians, before they answer the question, they run interference.
The Chris Salcedo Show, 7 to 9 a.m. on AM 700 KSEV.
Dan Patrick for my friend Louis Florey and Ability Tree Experts.
Beautiful and healthy trees increase your property value, but sick, ugly trees will decrease the value of your home. That's why I recommend you call Ability Tree Experts at 281-441-4179. They're the experts. Caring for the beautiful and valuable trees on your property that you can replace should be done by experts. And the experts I use, it's very clear. It's Ability Tree Experts and Louis Florey, my friend for over 30 years. Gosh, this guy is the pro when it comes to taking care of trees. Well-fed and pruned tree will be less susceptible to wind damage and uprooting. You know, pruning is important for the health of your trees and allows the sun and fresh air into the canopy. Trees can be in distress several months without showing any signs. So don't wait to protect your investment. Call Louis Florey now at 281-441-4179, 281-441-4179, or visit their website at abilitytrees.com. Right now, receive a deep root feeding with every tree prune. That's Ability Tree Experts. Ability Tree, Houston's leading tree care professional.
You are a teacher, you are a reacher, so reach down, reach out and lead me, guide me and keep me in the shelter of your care each day.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross. And I was just starting to give you a flavor for what some of the risk factors are in these transactions. And I guess I'm doing that, as I mentioned collaterally, the fee load that's on these transactions. And I try to connect the dots for you on, you know, hey, here's the risk. Here's the fees that are being taken out by the syndicator on day zero, which is closing. And, you know, you want to make sure you understand what you're signing up for, because on the one hand, the syndicator's pretty much getting his money guaranteed, his or her money.
Day zero before the partnership has done any substantive work on executing the business plan. And it's not to say that the fees aren't warranted, but I'll suggest this to you. Unless they're going to guarantee your 2.0 equity multiples in 3.5 years and your cash-on-cash returns of, 8, 9, 10% over 5 years and maybe a 20% internal rate of return, why would you be willing to guarantee those fees? And so we like syndicators, and we will actually promote syndicators that will have some I'm going to call it decency to align their achievement, their earnings with yours as an investor. And there's ways of doing that. Doesn't cost anything. You can defer the payment. You can put it on the balance sheet as a deferred liability. You can even get creative with the way you allocate tax benefits. I know most of my clients that are using these 401 trusts, they have no reason at all to get $1 of deductibility on a K-1 each year from those partnerships. Why? Because a 401 trust pays no tax. It's exempt from tax until you decide to take money out, and then you pay the tax. Unlike an IRA, if you've got a self-directed IRA and you're rocking along, for 9 years, as I hear one of the local IRA custodians promote a gentleman that's supposedly turned $100,000 into $1.7 million over 9 years, I can assure you that account has not paid the UDFI tax. It would be impossible mathematically for that account to have complied with payment of the UDFI tax. And so you may not realize that even a Roth 401 or Roth 401 is also exempt from the UDFI tax, just like the pre-tax. That's the reason we use them. But a Roth IRA is taxable on the reported taxable income from a real estate private partnership that uses leverage. In other words, they have a mortgage. Every investment you ever make will have a mortgage. It's impossible that you won't have a mortgage when you're buying apartment buildings. And you shouldn't think that you can't have one if you're buying single family in your IRA. There's lenders that'll lend to IRAs on a non-recourse basis, which is what's required, so that you can have debt on those transactions. But if you do, you're going to pay the unrelated debt financed income tax. We call it UDFI, it's the acronym. And it'll put you to sleep if you'd like to read about it. Code section 512 to 514 if you have a 401 trust like we work with, which 514C9C is the provision that has the exemption for rental real estate or for real estate that has debt. It's a beautiful thing if you're a 401 trust, and it is literally the only vehicle you can invest in real estate under the Internal Revenue Code using where no tax gets paid. No other option. If you do it personally, you're going to pay tax every time there's an exit, usually because you're going to have a reportable gain. And whereas with the 401 trust, the entire gain can be used going forward to the next investment. Anyway, a few more of these risks. I know I'm jumping around, but I want to try to get some of these in here to give you some hope. I'm going to tell you there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it represents an exit. It's not an oncoming train. In any event, the future performance of the company, very important you understand this, major difference between this and the stock market. Future performance of the company and accordingly the property and is highly dependent on the management by the manager and its managing partners. You're talking a small group of people are basically charged with executing the business plan and to get your money back plus a profit. Big difference between that and buying Exxon stock. That's okay. We accept that because we understand, and I don't want to be facetious here, but a monkey could generate 80% of the throughput on a transaction, apartment transaction. Why? Because it's not like an oil well where we really don't know what's down under the ground until we spend a ton of money to prove it or disprove it. An apartment is something the National Apartment Association, the Texas Apartment Association, the Houston Apartment Association all track statistics on virtually every property in America, or at least the properties that their members own, which with 50,000 members, that's a lot of apartment complexes. We know, based on any area of the country, what the normal rents are, the normal expenses per square foot. We know going in that we're going to generate a reasonable return. It's not like we have a big chance of losing money, although that's happened, I'm sure, on occasion. But I've, in my 20-plus years of working in this sector, I've never seen someone lose their entire investment. Like, for instance, my Enron stock that I had way back when. So it's a relatively stable investment. And if you compare, I think on last week's show, I believe it was on the Sunday show, it may have been on the Saturday Tax Math show, I referenced an article by the San Francisco office of the Fed that showed over 100 years real estate was the top performing investment with the least amount of instability. And so it's not just me saying that. You can go look at what the Fed Reserve has indicated with that particular report. In any event, some other, and this is a big one, there exists substantial conflicts of interest with respect to the company. This particular private placement I'm looking at. This offering involves actual or potential conflicts of interest between the member and its managers on the one hand and the company and its members on the other hand. Conflicts include the ability and the right of the manager to continue with other business activities, to pursue for their own accounts or with others various opportunities that may arise in the future, to purchase, develop, own, or operate other properties, the right to control absolutely the ownership. This is that sole discretion phrase that I mentioned. The management team has the right to control absolutely the ownership, operation, and disposition of the company's assets, including the sale thereof, at a loss if they have to avoid the further liability and risk that would be entailed in borrowing funds, which might be required to continue the company's operations. And then lastly, there's no independent legal counsel representing your interest in this investment. These are all major risk issues, and I'm going to tell you most of them are called life. You know, it's what we have in life on many fronts without even thinking about it. When you go buy, excuse me, when you go buy your home, most of these apply. The company will face substantial competition. There's going to be many other apartments, excuse me, in the submarket that this property would be in. Current market and economic conditions may affect operations. The operations and the economy as a whole may be negatively impacted by the pandemic. It's interesting, the multifamily space to date has pretty much escaped without much issues. Of course, there's a ton of money that's been pumped into the economy specifically to get into the hands of people that rent apartments, which that's not happening now. So it's going to be interesting to see what plays out over the next 6 months. But in any event, there's a couple other major issues that I want to mention here. The units being sold, these are the units that you're investing in, are not freely transferable. Think about that for a minute. That means that you, as an investor, you may not be able to liquidate the investment. There's no stock market where you can go sell these interests. And even if there were, you're agreeing not to do that in the context of your ownership. And let's see, this offering is not subject to securities regulatory review. That's true. It's got an exemption. This disclosure is what creates the exemption, or it's the only thing that really involves the SEC is filing for the exemption. It's not a public offering, as such, is not registered under federal or state securities laws. Prospective investors will not have the benefit of review by the SEC or any state, the Texas State Securities Board, as an example, in our case. And lastly, the terms and conditions of this offer may not comply with the guidelines and regulation established for real estate programs that are required to be registered and qualified with those agencies. So they are not complying, I'll tell you right now. Don't have to. In any event, the other major risk factor is, I've kind of danced around it, but I'll just tell you, it's the lack of majority control. And when you own 0.008 of a real estate private partnership syndication, you don't have any say-so. You don't really vote on anything substantive, if at all. And that's a good thing when you're valuing your investment for Roth conversion purposes, which is where I was headed here all along. Assuming you've learned about real estate to the point that you're getting ready to invest in one of these transactions, I would presume that none of the above, everything I've just read to you, is not something that's going to make you back out, because you knew every one of these going in. You know there's no guarantees in life or in real estate investments, and yet that could be said of virtually every other choice you have to invest your money. And yet show me one other choice that can consistently deliver between 10 and 30% type returns per year, and I'm unaware of any, and again, consistently. And so the beauty of these discounts or these risks is that we get to claim discounts when we're valuing our the value of our retirement funds for purposes of executing the Roth conversion. And I know if you listen to Saturday and Sunday shows that we do, we talk about Roth conversions almost every week because it is a hot topic, and it's got a sense of urgency, because we know, and when I say we, I hope that means you. I hope you understand the tax brackets are on sale. They've never been lower for most of us in our lifetime, that it will not continue. It is mathematically impossible for the tax rates not to go up dramatically by about the year 2029 to 2030. So we've got six to eight years before we will have no more discretionary portion of the budget, the federal budget, to pay for things that need to be paid for, including an incessant desire by Congress to borrow. And for those of you that think the deficit is only $30 trillion, notice I use the word only $30 trillion, it's really only north of about $130 trillion if you throw on everything else that we've committed to legally, legislatively, already passed the provisions that get you there. It's north of $130 trillion. And we're the only developed economy that doesn't report those on our balance sheet, because we take the approach, I say we, meaning Congress and the government, that we can always change those rules. We don't have to allow people to keep retiring at the current full retirement age, or less than full retirement, actually. It could be much lower. We don't have to index for inflation to the same extent. We don't have to cover certain items. There's a lot of ways to make that $130 trillion less than $130 trillion. On the other hand, right now, that's the legal liability. And if you were doing a traditional business with generally accepted accounting principles, you would need to book that liability. In any event, it's a good thing for us that we still have the ability to do Roth conversions. Doesn't matter how much income you make, you still can do a Roth conversion where we take the balance in your retirement plan or some portion thereof. We typically are not doing 100%. We're optimizing for the current level of income you have and the tax bracket you're in. We like to stay within the 22 to 24% tax brackets because we feel like that's a good trade-off once those rates start going up. I mean, obviously, we have no way of knowing exactly where they'll land, but I'll tell you, the people that look at this issue and they actually put numbers to it are suggesting the tax rates will have to double. Now, that's assuming some it's making some assumptions about the corporate rates and the other ways we have of taxing the public, but with just a general guideline, I would tell you that the tax rates will need to double at some point. And so if you're contemplating getting your money into Roth retirements or retirement vehicles, feel free to contact us. We prefer the self-directed 401 trust. The way we structure it is much akin to a duplex if it was a piece of property. It's got two sides, the pre-tax side and the tax-free side. And you don't have to go liquidate the investment to do the conversion. And it's something you can do over a number of years. It still doesn't matter as to your level of income. That could change with Build Back Better, but the way it's the draft text right now, it would be 10 years before the limits you've probably heard of, $450,000 for a married filing joint. It would be 2032 before that rule is effective. So two things. If you've got money in IRAs right now invested in real estate private partnerships that have debt, you've got a bullseye on your back. You're going to pay tax. So the IRA is going to pay tax, and then you're going to pay tax when you take your money out. It's double taxation. And then, again, if you've got money at all in pre-tax retirement plans, now's the time to start optimizing some annual conversions to get go ahead and draw a line in the sand as to what the government's ownership share of your funds are. And this is the lowest possible line it will be, I think, over the next 10 to 20 years. Could be at least that, depending on how much we keep borrowing. But in any event, back to the syndications. I want to mention one other thing. One of our prior guests on the show, Medina Sheikh with Macon Investment Group, has a new transaction. It is a 506C, so we can talk about it. We'll probably try to get Medina or Natalie Pilkington, his investor relations party, on a show soon. But just to whet your appetite, targeted returns are a 20.70% internal rate of return, 2.28 equity multiple over 5 years, 9.83% 5 year cash on cash returns. That those are pretty righteous numbers. Unfortunately, they've still got some fees that we'd like to see deferred. Perhaps they can get there on that. I don't know, but certainly something I would suggest. But it's a good start point, it's good targets, and it is a big property, I believe. 248 units. I'm sorry, it's in Fort Worth, strong market. And I think for those of you that are thinking about this investment space, it's something you might want to consider. Let's see. Lastly, if you want to work with us, again, go to the website, top right. You'll see client, or you'll see intake forms. Feel free to fill those out and then schedule a call to discuss them. I'll do a 401 math illustration for you, complimentary, so you can understand how deploying your funds in a tax-optimized fashion, just how much impact that will have on your family's net worth and your ability to enjoy retirement. We have enjoyed the show today, and we will circle back next week, same time, same station, and Saturday as well. Saturday at 5 p.m., Sunday at 7 a.m. Looking forward to it. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEB.